Hello everyone, welcome back to the One Day at a Time podcast. And just to remind you guys, folks, from today to bedtime, so no matter how good or bad the previous days have been in regards to being on consistency with your tracking or whatever, today's a new day, so forget about it, okay? And I know Easter's just been as well. Look, I gained 2.5 kilograms, you know, 5-6 pounds over the Easter weekend, and it's mainly water, right? I did track as well because I'm doing this like case study. But it's mainly water, and it'll come off again like the previous week where I had my friend's birthday. It just came off within 3 days. So if you have gained weight, it is likely water. Do not be worried about it. So today's topic, though, I want to talk about the effectiveness of high-fat and high-carbohydrate diets on body composition and maximal strength after 15 weeks of training. So high-fat, low-carb versus high-carb, low-fat. So high-fat, low-carb, traditionally called a keto diet. And then a high carbs, low fat is like people think it's bad for you, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so this study looked at comparing the two diets in terms of changing body composition and strength, which is brilliant. It was men only, so there could be a difference here with women, but I'll explain a bit more about that in a minute. So they both groups performed the same training protocol for 15 weeks. They were also trained people, at least 3 years of training. They're looking at squat, bench press, deadlifts and stuff like that as well. So this is a very good analysis. And both nutritional approaches were effective in terms of body fat reduction. Okay, so both worked, which we know. But the high carbs, low fat group achieved greater muscle gain and significant decrease in body circumference, especially in the abdomen, was observed in both groups as well. But maximum strength significantly increased in the high carb group, but decreased in the low carb, high fat group, the keto group, okay? So I've shared this before, and we know this is kind of the gist of where the research is going. There is a limitation to the study. It's quite niche. It's like males, it's physique competitors. They've got some training behind them. So it's kind of like, will that apply to me and you, the average person who is not training for so many years? And is trying to like improve body composition to that level, maybe, probably, I don't know. It needs to be explored further. The men thing is a problem, but there is a study that showed that the resistance-trained women, right, the keto diet was actually outperformed as well by the high-carb diet for preserving muscle mass and increasing strength. So we have seen another study on women showing the same results. What's interesting to me in this type of stuff is that, you know, in the study as well, when you look at the actual numbers, the keto diet lost a bit more fat than the high carb, but as a result of losing slightly more fat, lost a huge amount of muscle, okay? A lot more muscle was lost. And when we go through these podcasts and chats, you understand the importance of maintaining muscle mass. It was dramatic, you know. The carb group, okay, gained 5 kgs, right? So look at this. The carb group, high carb group, 5 kg, and the keto group minus 1 kg. Okay, so losing muscle, the other gaining muscle. So whilst the keto group may have lost a bit more fat, the risk is muscle. And last week I covered the podcast on the Minnesota starvation experiment. And what that experiment showed us was that, yes, it's great that it's not really great, starvation experiment. But in a sense, it's great that you can return to baseline after being on a semi-starvation diet for 24 weeks, like they were extreme. They did return to kind of normalized numbers once the weight came back and calories came back in. But what they did observe was that the energy intake, the people had to eat way more calories beyond what they were doing before the study, which meant they gained more fat because their hunger levels didn't normalize until their muscle was regained. But to regain the muscle meant they consumed way more calories. They kept it elevated for a long time, meaning they gained a lot of fat in the process. So they gained more fat and they held less muscle, and their hunger signals were high until the muscle was regained. So similar here, where you see people saying, well, keto diets show some better performance in fat loss. And it's not as significant as you think. You know, over 15 weeks being like less than a kilogram is nothing. But people will take that number and go, look, keto diet's better for fat loss. But they will admit the fact that when you actually compare it to a higher carb diet or a diet that actually consumes carbohydrates, that they lose muscle, right? So it's kind of like you take one step forward and potentially three steps back. But with a diet, with a diet that's not concerned about going super high fat, zero carb, ketogenic diet, you're basically doing, okay, so what I'm doing is I'm hitting my protein target, great, one step forward. I'm not losing muscle mass because I'm eating a mix of carbs and fats and proteins there. Okay, great, another step forward. My risk of muscle loss is pretty much gone because I'm high protein, and I'm definitely consuming carbs, and I don't care if I'm in ketosis or not. And also, I'm not restricting most foods when I'm doing a carbohydrate intake diet, because that means, you know, the human diet is around 50-60% carbs as a baseline. That's kind of where we are at naturally. And what happens when you go ketogenic is that you're saying you've got to go high fat, low carb, which means you've got to kind of cut out, you've got to cut out an entire food group. And cutting out an entire food group, from us who just want to live normal lives and want to reduce body fat percentage a bit, is that when you think of it this way, I got to cut entire food groups out. You're stressing about food all the time. Can I have this? Can I have that? Should I be able to have this? Should I be able to have that? Oh my God, I've just consumed a carb. Now will everything go wrong? You know, that's kind of the stress it brings, a psychological element to it. And it makes it way worse for us normal folk who are just trying to lose weight, go down to a weight that we can manage, then improve on potentially steps, weight training, and other elements of our health, okay? So you got to remember, when it comes to these research studies, and I'll keep sharing them because this is the latest one, that they're backing the approaches used in the apps you're using. Okay, the apps are based on research that's sound. Research that's practical, not stuff that is unrealistic, you know? Could easily say, hey, pick keto in the app. Go and pick the keto diet in the app. You're going to lose a bit more fat. And what we're saying is probably true. And then you go, okay, great. And then when you start doing it, like, I'm really struggling, you start binge eating, you can't do it, you're always thinking about food negatively, positively, you have this bad relationship, black and white thinking of food, you might lose some weight, you put it back on. You know, what we've done there is create chaos in your mind, right? We created chaos in your mind from being narrow-minded that we think that ketogenic diets are the best. And that's kind of what happens in the industry. People get sucked into one narrow viewpoint, and they don't consider the psychological impact of these things. So if you are looking for an approach that is manageable, realistic, that has evidence behind it, that's not trying to make huge claims, it's just saying over time, if you lose 1 pound or 1 to 2 pounds of fat a week on a moderate deficit with high protein, get your steps in, you know, you're not only going to maintain your muscle mass, but you have all foods available for you to eat. Obviously, limit your high fat, high salt, high sugar foods, such as your cakes and your pastries and stuff like that, because they're so easy to consume a lot of. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't consume them, because we know in the research as well, where they listed what we call problem foods, and most people's problem foods are high fat, high sugar, high salt foods, like pizzas, chocolate, things like this. The only intervention in that specific study that showed to work for weight loss was actually to have moderate portion sizes of those foods, which ultimately means they turned the problem food into a non-problem. No longer did they see it as a problem. They just managed it by saying, do you know what? I really do love having a glass of wine and a pizza on a Tuesday night with my husband or my wife. You know, I really do love on a Saturday going for brunch and having like a brownie or a cinnamon swirl roll from the bakery down the road. You know, I do really love having an Oreo ice cream sandwich when the summer's coming in. And you start thinking, oh, I'm not allowed to have them though. And that's the start of a very destructive mindset. You go around in guilt loops, and then the guilt causes you to feel bad, and you might use food to overcome that bad feeling. Right, so instead of that, we say, I can consume this, no problem. Higher in calories, I understand my calorie budget, and it's not great for my calorie budget versus foods that are unprocessed because they get more bang for your calorie buck, basically. But they're not good or bad. I just need to manage my intake and get on with my life. And that's really the message. And that really is something that's really effective. And for many people, I hear stories saying, it's freed me. I can't believe I was trapped in Slimming World. I can't believe I was on such low calories with MyFitnessPal. I can't believe I was following approaches where I thought eating carbs was bad. I can't believe, you know, I was trying to do fasted cardio in the mornings and I stayed away from carbs and this and that. And you would, all these crazy stories. And it doesn't mean you're a crazy person. It just means that you take some of these snippets away, they can be very, very convincing, and you think the problem must be this one thing. But that's not true. We know that, you know, the overconsumption of calories over time is what happens. People don't gain weight rapidly unless they lose it rapidly first. We start gaining weight over the years, a few pounds a month, and then after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you might look in a mirror and you go, I'm unrecognisable. I can't believe I've let this happen. But it happens gradually. We overconsume calories in most of the time in a gradual manner until we start yo-yo dieting with restrictive diets. And what happens then is we lose a ton of weight in 10 weeks and we pile it back on in 10 weeks after that. But at the same time, we lose a lot of muscle in the process. So our hunger levels keep going up and up and up until that muscle is regained. And sometimes it's not regained at all. And then we're in a state of higher body fat percentage, higher hunger levels, probably less active, probably feel worse about ourselves, all because we haven't understood what's happened there. So keep focusing on the basics. I'll keep sharing the research that's relevant and practical. Just remember that protein and calories equated, nothing else matters for us average folk unless you're an Olympic athlete and stuff like this. And I just want you to, you know, remove any guilt you have of foods you've eaten over the weekend. If you've had Easter eggs, chocolate, stuff with your family, if you've consumed some alcohol, whatever, that's not the reason you're going to be unhealthy in the future or now. It is the total lifestyle package we have to look at. And the big three for helping our total lifestyle come down, go up in quality is that if we can hit our calories, protein steps, monitor our weight, we can bring our weight down to being more in line with what we should be for our height and stuff, maintain our muscle mass. We're going to be in a really strong position as the time goes on. Then you can start focusing on, maybe I need to do some workouts twice a week. Maybe I should do 3 workouts a week. Maybe I'll go and find something I love. And I'm now got more confidence. Gone from a size 18 to a size 12. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 18. You know, I was talking to one member. She's saying I've always wearing black. Always wearing black because it made me look thinner. I didn't want to wear colour. Didn't feel confidence. But now my wardrobe is all colour. And I feel amazing for it. Now I can wear colourful stuff. I can express who I want to be. And I'm not a size 8, but I've lost some weight. I feel a lot better. I've accepted that the lifestyle I want to lead doesn't mean I'm going to have washboard abs. And I'm happy and fine with that. And I understand social media as a highlight reel. And that I can't compare myself to someone on social media with abs because I don't know the struggles they're going through to be that shape all year round. And I can tell you, they're probably not in a good place. The average person maintaining low body fat percentage would risk a lot of lifestyle stuff. So you start making all these realizations and you start feeling a lot more confident in yourself. You know, comparing and ruining your moment, your happiness now. And you realize maybe I don't need to have the physique of an Instagram model and the millions of a business guru online. I don't need to have like the fame of an actor. And I don't need to have all of these amazing things that I see online. Maybe it's the day-to-day moments I'm going to look back on at the end of my life that I'm going to cherish the most. And we know this is true. We know this is true. So keep that in mind, guys, when you're focusing on these things. Don't overwhelm yourself. Get that your one big thing done, whether it's to hit your calories today or just hit your protein or just hit your steps. If you feel like you're restarting the engine after Easter, that's absolutely fine. Just get back into something today. Don't be too hard on yourself. And I'll see you back here again for another episode.